Welcome back to Landlink Zambia and Coffee with the Editor. I'm here with Sifiso from Swala Logistics, and it's great to have you join me.
Swala Logistics created a commercial company called Swala Rail Solutions, which was registered in DRC in 2022. And the objective of the company was to operate rail between DRC and Zambia after we got private access from SNCC and also from Zambia Railways. So we procured 4 locomotives from South Africa and 120 wagons. So far, we've received 2 locos and 60 wagons, and we've already started operating between DRC and Ndola. Rail has been underutilized for a long time. The opportunities are there, as we heard from the different speakers during the conference. I think we're actually using about 10% of the exports coming out of DRC, so which means the opportunities are there. The only problem is the infrastructure.
Are you looking at accessing any other networks?
So we are looking at investing also in Zambia. We've already registered a company.
And what kind of commodities are you looking at moving?
Generally, from the copper belt, it is copper, and also from DRC, it is copper. And going up north, it is mine consumables like sulfur, lime. So those are the most moved goods, because the economy in the copper belt and DRC is based on the mine.
What kind of volumes are you currently moving and hoping to move in tons?
One train is able to move up to 800 tons. Actually, we can load up to 1,000 tons. The railway lines is not at its best, so we are also trying to move what the line can accommodate. So we're moving around 750 per train, which is roughly about 25 or so trucks. Then we're looking at about 3.5 to 4 trips in a month.
Is there an opportunity for you to increase the number of trains you're running a month? Or does it come down to the track availability and infrastructure?
It will depend on the track. I foresee a situation whereby maybe the line can be saturated, and obviously there's a need to work on that line, let's say, to first of all to reduce derailments, and maybe later on to increase the speed, because currently we're moving at an average speed of 25 kilometers per hour.
Oh, wow.
So if we increase the rolling stock without working on derailments and also increasing the speed, there might not be an increase on the tonnage, actually, because there will be congestion on the line.
How are you, as a private operator who's working on these lines, working with the operator to increase or, you know, improve the conditions of the line? Is there an investment aspect that you're going to think about doing?
We are trying to engage the network owner, which is SNCC. And first of all, we want to collaborate as the private operators, so that we go to the operator owner with one voice to see in what ways we can collaborate, how we can help them. Because as a private player, we have access to funders. So we are able to rope in banks to assist on repairs and maintenance of the tracks. So definitely there's something which we're working on as private players.
For the SNCC line, how many private operators are there now?
Currently there are about five private operators, but I think there are up to 10 operators have been given licenses to operate. But those who are currently running, we are 5.
Okay. So would there be like a financial model around that to say, you know, this is the current track condition, this is what needs to be done, this is how much it's going to cost, and us as the private sector are prepared to invest X amount as a collective, and the government, because, you know, you've got to pay for the backlog and you've got to pay for the future, you know, efficiency of that line. I mean, is that an opportunity, like where perhaps the government can match that investment or a percentage?
It's something which we're actually trying to discuss. Firstly, as the private operators, then when we have a position, we'll take now that position to the government. So first of all, we need to sit down as private operators. I know that some players have already been engaging SNCC and the government, but individually. So we are coming together to say, okay, look, let's go as a block, so that we can also, our voices can be heard. So it's something which is in the pipeline, and I can't say right now how much it can cost and how much we can contribute or how much we need from the banks. So it's something which we can come up with after our internal discussions.
And thank you for joining me for this Coffee with the Editor.